Let's just start basically. What is this task force?
Yeah, well, it was created through an executive order from Governor Inslee in early 2018 in March. It brings together literally dozens of experts who represent groups with connections to everything from salmon recovery and fishing to local governments, tribes, whale watch, tour operators, marine traffic, pretty much everything you can imagine affecting orcas. They have been meeting for 2 years, and today was their final meeting. Mm. Last year, they submitted 36 recommendations to the governor on how to help the population of southern resident killer whales. Some of those were enacted, but only a fraction of them. And there's a lot of urgency because they originally set a goal, Ed, of getting this population to 84 whales in the next decade, so by 2028. But with the losses we've had recently, we're down to 73 now. That's including two new babies. Mm. So they've already lost ground. So there's a lot of work.
So they had 36 recommendations initially, and I understand they added more. Any of particular interest today?
Yeah. So they added 13 recommendations today, looking at a lot of things. But the new issues this year are climate change and population growth. So there was one recommendation dealing with population growth and how having more people in the region affects salmon habitat, because it's the salmon that the orcas eat. This generated a lot of discussion. And the original wording of this recommendation today said that they wanted policies and incentives to minimize the impact of growth on habitat and ecosystems. And they rewrote this with the word prevent. So really actually tightening this. Yeah. I know it's kind of wonky.
A stronger word, though.
But it matters, because this could mean that if it was really followed by legislators and local governments and all kinds of folks, you could see much stricter requirements of developers in terms of zoning, in terms of kind of green building requirements, those sorts of things. And that was good to see, because in our region, population growth is constant, and the pressure that it puts on other species besides humans has been a little bit of an elephant in the room. We are losing habitat more than we're restoring it, despite all the money that's spent on that. Yeah. And so it's something that really needs to be addressed, and this task force was saying that today.
This is the task force final meeting, as you mentioned earlier. So what happens now?
So the final recommendations and a final report after 2 years, the whole thing, the two-year report, this goes to the governor next month. Then the task force sunsets. They're done. But there are some big questions to answer about the what next. And today, a big part of the discussion was also, what are the paths forward? And they outlined three options. One would be giving this work to an existing state agency, like, for example, expanding the governor's current salmon recovery office. Mm-hmm. A second option would be creating a salmon and orca leadership team, like an executive level team in the governor's office to champion these goals that they've put forward. This could be also co-managed by tribes. A third option would be creating an entirely new state government office, like an office of orca recovery, and that this would have a slightly more science-driven mission, wouldn't be led by stakeholders.
And real quickly before we wrap up, the governor gets these recommendations, and then are we done?
Nope. There is a whole nother issue, and that is that co-management by tribes. This was another big discussion that went on today. Tribes, they speak as sovereign governments, and they want negotiations with the state here on how they can co-manage these resources. And so they didn't actually vote on the recommendations presented today. They're hoping for a management role, and that will be a meeting after the final report is issued. The governor will then have a meeting with them.
All right, Bellamy, thank you very much.
Thank you.